President Donald Trump has used Twitter extensively throughout his presidency, making posts to announce new policies, fire employees, and attack his political rivals, among other things. But now, the president is threatening the social media company with new regulation or even to shut them down, an authority which he does not have. Escalating his war on social media companies, Trump signed an executive order to reduce their liability protections from the content that they post.
Therefore, today I'm signing an executive order to protect and uphold the free speech and rights of the American people. Currently, social media giants like Twitter receive an unprecedented liability shield based on the theory that they're a neutral platform, which they are not, an editor with a viewpoint. My executive order calls for new regulations under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act to make it that social media companies that engage in censoring or any political conduct will not be able to keep their liability shield. That's a big deal.
The order comes just 2 days after Twitter added a warning phrase to two of Trump's tweets about mail-in voting. The tweets called mail-in ballots quote-unquote fraudulent and predicted, quote, mailboxes will be robbed, end quote. Under the tweets, Twitter added a link reading, quote, get the facts about mail-in ballots, end quote, that guides users to a page with fact checks and news stories about Trump's unsubstantiated claims. Trump's executive order directs executive branch agencies, including the Federal Communications Commission and the Federal Trade Commission, to study whether they can place new rules on the companies, though experts expressed doubts much could be done without an act of Congress. Companies like Twitter and Facebook are granted liability protection under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act because they are treated as platforms rather than publishers, which can face liability lawsuits over content. Kate Ruane, the senior legislative counsel at the ACLU, says the liability protections are important because they help allow free speech on the internet.
Section 230 protects our ability to communicate freely online. And it does so by providing platforms the ability and the freedom to host open platforms without fear of liability for all of the content that they may host. Ironically, Donald Trump is a big beneficiary of Section 230. If platforms were not immune under the law, then they would be, you know, potentially liable or risk legal liability that could come along with hosting some of Trump's, you know, more inflammatory statements, defamation, and other threats.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump's executive order is a distraction from the work the government should be doing to help Americans during the coronavirus pandemic.
It's almost seeing people who have been in cahoots with each other. You know, is there no honor among thieves? That's really kind of what it comes down to. They've all exploited the truth, and some have made money off of it, and some have made political capital off of their misrepresentations. But what the president is doing is silly. It's silly. But like, let's say this. It's a distraction. I opened this meeting talking about testing, how it's going to save lives, open our economy, send our kids back to school, save lives, and the rest. We're talking about Twitter.
Experts say Trump's proposal has multiple serious legal problems and is unlikely to survive a challenge. Here's David Green, the senior staff attorney and civil liberties director at San Francisco's Electronic Frontier Foundation.
There's a First Amendment issue to the extent this is retaliation against protected speech, so retaliating against Twitter for labeling his tweet as potentially false. And then also the large platforms do have a First Amendment right to curate their sites. Even if a site wanted to be purposefully left-wing, it has a right to do so. And when you penalize them for that, then you're penalizing them for their viewpoint.
Social media companies are gearing up to combat misinformation around the November elections. Twitter and Facebook have begun bringing out new rules to avoid a repeat of the false postings about candidates and the voting process which occurred during the 2016 election. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.